Hi guys, another episode of Happy Being Well. And I have an exciting guest today. We have Carmel Jean Francois. I love saying her last name, Francois. She is a fitness coach. And I met Carmel on Clubhouse. I had to have her on my podcast show once I heard her speak regarding, you know, wellness and her insights and just her energy was just so fabulous. So I had to have her on my show to share her wonderful energy and insights and her story of transformation and what led her to be a fitness coach and the transformations she's noticed in her clients and, you know, what it really takes to get committed and dedicated to a self-care practice like fitness. And we all know it's so, so vital and so important, you know, to our productivity, our clarity, the quality of our sleep, you know, our cholesterol levels, how sharp we are even, our mood, you know, people who are regularly in fitness is typically are chirpy people, happier people because of those serotonin and dopamine levels they have increased. So before we dive deep with Carmel, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for activewear leggings, crystals, natural candles, natural facial masks, natural deodorants, sage, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Subscribe to happybeingwell.com's email newsletter for 10% off all products, including free shipping within the USA. So Carmel, how long have you been doing this and what led you to be a fitness coach?
Well, I've been doing fitness for a while. I studied, I should pretty much start with how it all began, because there was a point where I grew up a tomboy and was never into any sports. And then, I always had that energy about me. I always wanted to be quote unquote an athlete. I even did track for like a year in school and I loved it. But what happened was, what really set things off was in my early 20s, I joined a karate school and I actually trained all the way through and earned my black belt, which was cool. But after I got my black belt, I wanted nothing to do with exercise. I was getting into the groove of working a 9-to-5 and having a social life. I couldn't care less about exercise. But one night I was up a little bit too late, hanging out with friends, maybe drinking was involved, but I felt completely fine when I stepped behind the wheel. It wasn't drunk driving. I was just really, really tired. You know, I think every typical American could pretty much, you know, attest to that and relate to that, right? Too tired. I fell asleep behind the wheel and I got into a pretty serious car accident. And it was scary, right? Because I'm sleeping. I was very, very sleepy, and I wake up and I had already crashed into a pole, right? And so I was just kind of like, wow, everything hurt, Rita. Everything in my body hurt. And I remember trying to get out of the car and I couldn't get out of the car. I stumbled out and I'm thinking to myself, okay, as long as I can move my legs, I can get up. But I couldn't move my legs. And I was around the corner from home. And I remember like so upset with myself that I was so close to home. Needless to say, somebody came and stayed with me. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. For all I know, he could have been homeless. I don't know. But he stayed with me until the ambulance came. And thank God for him, right? Because he settled me when in a situation like that. I was by myself, 2 o'clock in the morning, crashed into a pole, stumble out of my car. I don't know if anybody's coming for me. And yet he stayed. And by the time I got to the hospital, they told me that they had to do surgery. And I'm like, no, but you know, if you just kind of like give me pain medication, the pain in my legs will go away. And I can just go home. But it wasn't that simple. So they had to call my sister. I had just buried my father 6 months earlier for a car accident. And so for me to do this to my family, I was devastated. That first and foremost, I was just devastated that I was doing this to my family so soon after my father's passing. But needless to say, I'm in one piece. I'm okay. The story ends well. But that was the beginning of my fitness journey. When I left the hospital, the doctor said, listen, we need you to not starve yourself. Eat. Your body needs the calories to help itself heal. And that was the first time I put the two and two together. Actually, that was the first time I considered our food as nutrition, right? As medicine, something to help us heal, right? And then as I started healing, and the doctors were really, really content with what they were seeing, I started exercising. I said, I want to help my body. I want to do even more for myself. And that's when I put the two and two together. The fitness aspect and the food and nutrition aspect. And I felt like I had something. And so as I started to heal and as I started to tone out, people are noticing, Carmel, you just came out of a car accident. You look fantastic. I broke a foot. I forgot to tell you my injuries. I broke my foot. I had surgery, like I told you. I severed the tendons in my hand. And I also broke my rib, you know, things like that. And my hip, my right hip was broken. So I broke myself up really good, and people at work knew that. But as I started coming back and healing and feeling and better and stronger than I ever have in my life, people noticed it and started asking me questions. And I was like, I'm all for telling people my story. But I said, it's not really coming from a place of knowledge of anything but my story. So I started taking classes, and that's when I became a personal trainer. I worked in a personal training studio. So that was about 15 years ago. Maybe, wow, I think I've lost track of time. It might have been a little bit more than 15 years. But that's what started my journey to being a coach, because I was always interested in the fitness, and I was always a tomboy. I was always into that stuff, but that's when I started teaching. That's when I started training. And lo and behold, I started my own business in a completely different industry, but I kept coming back to fitness. And then I'd go and concentrate on my 9-to-5, what was paying the mortgage, right? And then I'd come back to fitness. And it was the pandemic that really kind of like, you know, threw me in and said, listen, people need your help right now as far as coaching is concerned, because my mindset was already over here at this level. And I knew that people were having a hard time even before the pandemic. So now with the pandemic, people are having an even harder time coping and keeping themselves healthy now that they're indoors and nobody's going out because everybody's afraid of everybody else. And that's when I decided, I made a conscious decision. This is my passion. I always knew it was, but now this was my decision to say, I'm never gonna stray from this again. And so that's the story in a nutshell. Yeah.
Like inspiring and motivational and like, wow. And so, you know, what would you say to people? You know, I think a lot of people have been there before. Sometimes it takes like a traumatic event to really inspire someone to really get the healing process started and really heal. And they start incorporating all the things like fitness and nutrition, eating healthy, using more organic products and stuff like that to accelerate healing due to, you know, the pain they're in. Right. So some people are motivated towards, you know, getting out of pain as opposed to like, what do you say to people that are just like, not like they're not having like anything traumatic, but their health could definitely, their wellness and health can definitely improve just by, you know, taking that discipline, you know, to take those action steps towards regularly, you know, moving your body, working out, you know, being more conscious of what you're putting in your body. Like, what would you say to those people that I would say they're just comfortable and nothing major is happening to them, but they could see much more, you know, joy, more energy, better sleep, better moods, preventing anything, you know?
That nobody's asked me that question before. So I really appreciate you asking. And the reason why is because my car accident was so long ago, right? And that's not what really propelled me into the coaching business that I'm doing today. The coaching business that I'm doing today is really to help inspire. I work with 40 and above, and it's really here to inspire people. I work with people who have certain illnesses and chronic conditions. But my job, I feel, is really to inspire those 40 and above who have found themselves at a particular point in their lives where they've always wanted to look a certain way and they never have, and they need the help or want to help improve on their eating and not necessarily suffering from anything like you just said. Because me, right now, I'm not suffering from anything. I love the way exercise makes me feel. It's empowering. And it I get caught up, I trip up on my words sometimes. Sometimes I have to take a deep breath and just like let my words come out of my mouth. It's definitely empowering thing, and it's definitely something that I wake up knowing that I'm doing something good for my body every day, and I don't have to be suffering from a chronic illness or chronic conditions, pain, fatigue, or anything to help myself feel good every day. And I'm surrounded by people who are ill. I'm surrounded by people who are overcome with fatigue or maybe even mental illness or even the major ones that we hear about, chronic hypertension, diabetes, heart, like all these things that we hear that people taking medication for. And I tell people, oh my God, when you're diagnosed with diabetes, when you're diagnosed with hypertension, these are not life sentences, right? My mother had hypertension. My father had adult onset diabetes, which they don't even call that anymore because children are suffering from it, right? Type 2 diabetes. My father got off of that. My father made sure that he cleaned up his diet and he cleaned up the way that he was eating and drinking and even being active. And he cleared that up. My mother never escaped from her hypertension, but again, it's stuff that can be maintained and managed with taking care of self, you know, having a pamper day, meditating, reading a book, going out for a walk around the block even. And I really emphasize things like that, especially for those who are doing well, because Rita, the ones that are doing well, they're the ones who do not put health at their forefront. It's at the back burner. I'm feeling fine. Maybe my shoulder hurt this morning, but nothing to go to the doctor about. So they keep going until it becomes something chronic, until it becomes something a little bit more than what they thought that was just so minor, right? Because we grow up, we thinking, oh, we're young, and nothing hurts. And as we get older, we get one pain, and that's okay. It's just the age. And some people are so content with saying, it's the age, knees are bad because I'm old. No, like I've had people look at me and say, oh, if I was your age, I'd be taking the stairs too. I'm like, do you even know how old I am? I'm the same age as you. What are you talking about? The only difference is that I keep my body moving. Our bodies are machines. They're meant to move. We got to keep the joints lubricated. We got to keep the muscles strong. We got to keep our bodies moving and limber. And this is how we keep from being injured physically. And this is how we keep the chronic conditions and illnesses away. And that's just physical. We haven't even touched upon the nutritional aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. I know. And there's just so many benefits to moving the physical body, like physical activity, yes. Like even mentally, your memory improves, your cognitive performance improves. And it's not just, you know, the body benefits. It's also mental benefits, mental wellness. Absolutely. Benefits. There's just so many benefits to physical activity. I think what happens as humans, I think that, you know, we do it once we do that activity, it feels so great. And we always ask ourselves, why don't we do this every day? Right? It feels so good. Then when we jump into our day-to-day lives and we get so caught up and busy, it's almost like, you know, it gets really hard to jump back into that regular routine.
Yes.
Distracted with basically life, and especially in today's modern day, we've got so many more distractions demanding our attention, you know, due to technology. You know, I would say that now that most people are working from home more than ever before, you know, working from corporate, even before COVID, when it wasn't the norm to work from home due to technology, your bosses or whatever are texting you and you're at home, like, you know, the lines have been blurred. You could be working literally 24/7 in today's day and age, right? So I think that's the hurdle. I think it's just, you know, you jump back into life, right? And you get so sucked in sometimes. I think that's one of the hurdles people face. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I was just going to add to that. Yeah. Because it's the day-to-day life. Right. And just like with anything else that's important to you, you almost have to schedule it in. You know, you schedule a date with your girlfriends, you schedule a date to go to the movies, you schedule a date to go out to eat. So just like that, fitness has to be scheduled in too. And if it's not scheduled in, or if it's not held as a priority, it's going to get skipped over, because no matter what happens in somebody's life, an emergency comes up, more than likely that fitness hour that you had already scheduled is going to be the one to go. Everything else pretty much stays. Dinner's going to stay, picking up the kids from school is going to stay. Not to say that fitness is more of a priority, but in many regards it is, right? It's the whole idea of putting your mask on first before putting on anybody else's mask. It's kind of that idea. You have to take care of self, because if yourself is not at 100%, how do you expect to really be 100% for somebody else? Then you're just giving away energy that you don't have. And that doesn't benefit anybody, least of all you, right? So I feel like it definitely has to be penciled in. Like, take for instance, this morning I got out of bed and I'm thinking about all the things that I have to do today. I'm thinking about our time together, you and I, and I'm thinking about work, and I'm thinking about opening up the office and all these things that I'm thinking about. And all of a sudden I wanted to dive right into my day because I was excited about it. I'm like, oh, I have so much to do. And sometimes when you have a nice list, at least for me, I have a nice list of things to do. I want to dive right in. And I'm like, no, Carmel, you really do. I have to just put in, and all I had scheduled today was 30 minutes. Just knock these 30 minutes out and you're going to feel great. And I know, I fast forward to the end of the day, if I didn't put in those 30 minutes, I'd be beating myself up and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I had the time. Why didn't I do it? So, I call my morning workouts my morning meditation too, because sometimes like you were saying, Rita, like my mind clears and I come up with ideas for the day. And sometimes it's exciting time. I literally work out with a notepad nearby. I literally do, because ideas come to me. I'm like, I can share this with whoever, especially when it comes to fitness. I'm like, that's a new exercise I just thought of that I could do with my clients, whatever. But yeah, just to piggyback off of what you said, with life just keep going on and on around us, we want to like just be right up in it, you know, fear of missing out, the FOMO of it all. And sometimes, you know, our health and our nutrition and our fitness gets thrown out the window, sits on the back burner, and we kind of forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love what you said. Yeah, it happens to me too. If I'm on the treadmill and like ideas pour in, I start like visualizing things and ideas, it always happens. Because releasing like all that, the stress in your body and your mind to like allow room for ideas to spark, and you're feeling great, all that good
energy. I love that. I've never kind of put that those two, what you just said. You're de-stressing, letting everything go, so all the good stuff flows in. I'm gonna steal that, Rita, if you don't mind.
Right ahead.
Thanks.
I'm like the queen of taglines. You're like the second person I gave in a tagline to.
I love it. Well, keep doing it.
Well, I'm a regular meditator too, so it helps, you know. It's same thing, like it's almost kind of like the same benefits with fitness, meditation. It's just, you know, with meditation, you're more tapping into your body, increasing the awareness. But both offer, you know, they're both extremely important. Both of them are mandatory, especially the fitness component. I know a lot of people are still like, you know, it's not exactly 100% mainstream to meditate, but the reality of it is people meditate whether they're aware of it or not anyways on a regular basis.
Correct. It's driving so true.
Driving your car, washing dishes. If you do wash dishes manually in this day and age, you just go into a trance, and that is a meditation. You're just like tranced out, right? You're not thinking anything because you're doing this repetitive task that doesn't
right.
Your conscious attention, because you've done it so many times, so you tap into the unconscious mind. So yeah, it's kind of like there's a lot of some similarities between physical activity and meditation at times, because when you're doing, like, you know, sometimes I'm on the treadmill and I can trance out too, right? Because you're doing something that's just walking, and then ideas flood into you, inspiration, creativity. So it's kind of like almost the same things.
Yeah, I'm a runner. So a lot of times I'll go out on my run, and as I'm running and I'm like, these ideas are flowing and I'm like, I can't stop and write in my notepad. And I'm just kind of like, I try to just hang on to my thoughts, or I even try to elaborate on them and just kind of like make a story out of it, or even kind of see where that idea goes, just so that I can keep that picture, that sensation, that feeling in my mind. So that as soon as I do walk through the door at home, I could write it down or remember it for whatever future use that I need it for. So treadmill, yes. Running, yes. All of that, because people are like, oh, like, how do you run for so long? Isn't it boring? I'm like, do you get bored with your thoughts? If you do this, that's the problem right there. But yeah, ideas will flow as I'm running, and I love it. Again, it's just all these, like, it's just this repetitive movement that you don't really have to make conscious effort, as opposed to like lifting up a set of barbells and things like that, where you have to focus on form and all these things. The repetitiveness of walking, and I'm definitely a proponent of walking, and the running, being on a treadmill, whatever, track, whatever, and just kind of like, yes, we all do meditate more times than we realize. And even what they call, I don't know, but meditating when you're just kind of like aware and you're just kind of like taking personal inventory, like, oh, how am I feeling right now? Or something's happening or anything. All of that is a meditative process. As soon as you start tapping in, and some people don't think that, just like you said, some people think it's woo-woo, and it's not. And it's very essential to tap in and see how it is that you're feeling so that you can make adjustments accordingly, even before your emotions spiral in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the most powerful components to meditation, what you just said, before your emotions spiral out of control. It helps with emotional mastery, right? So in controlling them and tapping into truth and clarity as to, you know, why are you getting so riled up for, like, what's the real, like, worldly, is it really that important? And what can you do? Like, what's in your realm of control, what you should be focusing on to make your life better, as opposed to dwelling in the activities of other people's bad behavior. Just let right. Like, don't even engage in that. Don't even give it any attention, right? Because there's no gain in it for you to get all wrapped up about it. That's they're responsible for their behavior. Even if they don't want to take responsibility, then what, you know, it's none of your business. I like to say that. I just say, your business is your business. My business is my business.
Exactly.
Exactly. You think about whatever your opinions are, that is your business and none of my business. And that is it.
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
That's right. That is your mind, not my mind.
I love it. Yes. And another thing that I do, so based on what we're talking about, like tapping in and all of those things, a lot of times when I start working with a client, I so hone in on where your mind is right now, and what your reason for working with me is, and what is your reason for obtaining the health and nutrition goals, be it chronic conditions, or just kind of like, I just want to look cute in that dress, whatever it is. We really dive in deep as far as what your purpose for doing this is, what your reasons are, what your motivation is, and inspiration. So much so, my clients are like, are we going to work out? Are we going to talk about nutrition? Because it's so important, Reed. It's so important where our mind is, because we can be a rock star at it for a week, and after a week, I'm done. Why? Because your whys wasn't strong enough, because your reason wasn't strong enough, because, or it was the wrong reason, right? Because so many people try to fit into that dress for that wedding that they're going to. Once the wedding is done, they go back to eating, dare I say, shit, you know, and then they go back to where they were, and it's like a yo-yo. Okay, so now what's the next event? And let me get ready and fit for my next event. As opposed to that, I like to really concentrate on something that's sustainable that we could do today, next week, and next year, as opposed to just these 2 weeks before the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, there's so much power into getting to know yourself, and because we're doing things sometimes that we've adopted from society, you know, whether that be, you know, friends, coworkers, something you saw on TV or the media or whatever it is, there's all these things around us, and we're not even aware of it sometimes that we adopted as our own, that, you know, we should believe in that, or we should do that, or, and we're not really tapping into what it is we like really actually want based on who we really are. So I think a lot of people are walking around not knowing who they really are. And, you know, and once you embark on literally studying yourself, and you're going to start aligning with the activities or things that you, value, or like what it is your real values are, what it is that, you know, your true passions are, like what it is that you should, how you should be designing your life to match who you really are, instead of this thing, this, you know, thing that you've been adopting, based on, you know, kind of being a consumer of other people's aspirations or values and stuff. And that always leads to failure, because it's not really doesn't really match who you really are. So yeah. So that's what you're doing, is you're asking questions to kind of unravel that out of people.
Exactly. Let them realize for themselves where their discomforts lie. And for us to kind of like in a very healthy way, mind, body, and soul, attain what your goals are, and be able to maintain it, sustain it, and also be a really good example. Because I work with women 40 and above, so oftentimes they have children. You know, they have people around them that know them and love them, and that if they will be that shining example, that shining star for the people around them. And also by focusing on the nutrition, I've had clients who said, you know, well, I'll try that food, but I don't know if the rest of the family's gonna like it. And I try to really say, okay, let's make this all family approved, because you don't only wanna benefit yourself nutritiously and feed the rest of your family garbage. That's not the way it works. You know, we want to learn how to feed ourselves and be as nutritious as possible, so that we can pass that on to our families and the people that we're cooking for as well, not just you as a single person. So all that, getting to know yourself, is showing love for everybody around you. Like if we were to summarize everything that what we just spoke about, because once you know yourself, you can just, you know, you're just bursting with such a sense of self that you know how to empower the people that you know and love around you to do the same, and physically, nutritiously, mind, body, soul, all that good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also too, like in working with you, like you have to show up, and it like really helps with that, you know, days where they just get it, let life distract them. So literally, you know, working out with you, it literally helps build that habit, that habitual habit of working out and staying committed and dedicated, because they don't have to do it alone. And yeah, so it is very beneficial to have, you know, a fitness coach for those reasons, and probably much more reasons too. Like, you know,
right. It helps keep you, how do you call it, accountable. And so I feel like that's the main thing, because if you think about it, nothing that we do that's worth anything to us, we never do that alone. We always have like some type of a support system around us, be it fellow classmates, somebody that we're studying together. When it comes to personal training or exercise, it's usually a very much individual thing. And so that's why it's so hard for people to let it go. So as long as they have an accountability partner, a cheerleader, somebody that's supporting them, saying, go, you go, it adds a different dynamic to it. So you're not just showing up for self, because it's easy to let self down. Well, I mean, it's no secret. We'll all do something for somebody else so much sooner than we'll do it for ourselves. So if we put somebody in that place, here, Carmel, make sure I show up to training tomorrow, then it's more likely to get done. And that speaks volume. And what's so disheartening is sometimes when I speak to my clients after we've worked together and I'm like, hey, so how's it going? And they've let it go for one reason or another, because it's the main reason is usually because there was nobody there to say, hey, meet me tomorrow at such and such time so that you can get the work in. And that's unfortunate. Some people are really just blessed with that discipline and that wanting to go out and do whatever they need to do. And some people have to work a little bit harder at it. And that's where they need the extra oomph, the extra push, and motivation and inspiration to work. And that's where I would come in. I would be, you know, the cheerleader for that person and make sure that they get everything in. And all the while we're learning about self, we're learning about nutrition, we're learning the importance of staying mobile and all everything that, you know, fitness and nutrition entails.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure too, like, I know, you know, sometimes when you're using those machines at the gym, you may not be using them properly, you know, so there is a certain technique, you know, to use, especially due to your body, how your body is and what your limitations are, whatever. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons that you need a fitness coach.
so many reasons. And I think people look at it, I understand why people would look at it more of a luxury kind of expense. It's like, oh, like, I don't need a trainer. I could just like go on YouTube and find a workout, right? And which you can, you know, that's the beauty of technology today. You can pretty much find anything literally at our fingertips. But there's a lot to be said, just like you said, the techniques and the way the machines work. And so as to not hurt yourself in a way that might be detrimental completely to your body physically. So yeah, there's so many reasons why I feel like a coach is so important to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, coaches are so important to have. Absolutely. Always.
And not just in fitness too, right, Rita? In all areas of life.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely. It is, two minds better than one mind, the more minds, you know, especially with somebody who's already mastered it. They already know, you know, how to master motivation. They already know how to master, you know, how to work machines and, you know, what's good for your body type and blah, blah, blah. And they're monitoring you too. So you don't have to monitor yourself as well. And
right. So important.
Yes.
So, such a plus.
Yeah, it really truly helps you get on. I think we all have been there when we do something, you know, alone, especially if it's a fitness journey, like going to the gym, for example. You know, we may be all pumped up and motivated to go, and we go like every day for 1 week or maybe even 2 weeks, and then we fall off the wagon, and then we do it again. It's just this yo-yo effect, or maybe we may not even go back to it, and yet, you know, we usually paid for a gym membership, you know, just for all the reasons that we've stated, like letting life distract you and getting sucked in to all the demands of life. And this is where a coach helps you kind of stay on track and remembers. And I mean, even too, like when, this is one of the great reasons why Clubhouse is so important, like whatever it is you're doing in life, aside from fitness, some of those Clubhouse rooms are inspirational, motivation offering.
They are.
You know, personal development, basically seminars. And it's right there on your phone, right at your fingertips. And it just helps you, you know, remember, oh yes, this is why I need to do this. Yeah. I should get, you know what I mean? So it's like, in a way, it's kind of like a coach in your hand to, you know, I know in the sense that it helps inspire action. And because there's just so much things happening in life. It's just so easy to.
Yeah. There are really so much happening in life between trying to keep up with the latest Netflix shows that are coming on.
I was going to say, it gets so easy to just get sucked into like your whole Netflix. I don't actually have Netflix for that reason. I haven't had Netflix for like 2 years.
Good deal.
But, you know, I'm pretty like disciplined when it comes to entertainment. But mm-hmm. I mean, of course, like, I think over like, I think, and there was one moment, like over, I think it was like over 3 or 5 years ago, I got sucked into a Netflix series. Literally, and I have those experiences where they're like totally sucked in. I'm watching episode after episode. It's
completely, completely. And then, you know, you justify it, right? You're like, I deserve this time because I've worked so hard.
But, you know, I would say sometimes okay, you know what I mean? Like once in a while. So, you know, I think I recently binged on The Hills because I saw it and I was like, you know, I haven't seen this in so long. And so I like had a night of like watching a few episodes after another.
That's fun. But you need those every once in a while, right? That's fun. Yes. It's when we make it a habit, a nightly habit. That's when it's the problem, right? So my sister's like, it's no more fun. Some people are like, it's no fun to talk to you because you don't watch TV. And I'm like, nope, there's just too much to do. I'm like,
I know. I don't, like I said, it's really like one thing. I'll get sucked into a little binge watch, but what I'm doing, what I'm working on is so much more exciting. I think once you cultivate that awareness, and you really find what you're passionate about and what really truly aligns with your values and beliefs, you're not going to get sidetracked, you know, as much anyways, like within your control. And so you're going to stay on track. You're going to stay focused. And this is why it's so important to get to know yourself in terms of studying yourself, really, truly, like really who you are, not just your name or your age or where you live or what's your favorite color? Like, you know, really, truly like observe how you react to certain situations. So.
And what's interesting is that as human beings, we're constantly evolving, right? So who I was 10 minutes ago have changed simply because I've been in this room talking to you, right? So it's kind of like we're ever evolving. So for me to say that I know myself now, yeah, but I need to get to know the person I'm going to be in like 24 hours too, or a year, or in 5 years. So it's a constant, It's a constant learning, so to speak. We're in this relationship with ourselves for the rest of our lives, and we are our own best friends, and we can be our own worst enemies. So we need to kind of like hold ourselves close and learn just so that we can serve ourselves and our bodies in a way to complement what our bodies do for us, you know, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And so if somebody wants to get to know more about you, and I know we spoke earlier, you mentioned like, you know, some people work with you now because of, you know, due to COVID, you offer the online, you know, yes, trainings like one-on-one live in person, I guess over Zoom, right? You're using Zoom.
Yes.
So where can they go? Like, what's your website?
Okay, so I do have a website. I am very much on Instagram, so you can find me there. And I'm in a bunch of rooms in the Clubhouse room, in the halls of Clubhouse. But so my website is cfitcoaching.com. All one word, the letter C, fitcoaching.com. And my Instagram is the same, cfitcoaching. Letter C, Fit Coaching, all one word. And I'm also on Facebook. So, and everything's kind of like, you know, connected, and you can find everything by going everywhere. I'm a new author, so I have a book, and that's also featured on my website. Yay! And for any of your listeners who jump on and support me by purchasing a book, I would like to say thank you in advance. And there's also free gifts on my website once you tune in. Again, I'm on Instagram. I post everything that I do on Instagram. And basically what I do, yes, I work one-on-one, but I also have group coaching involved too, where we kind of get together. And sometimes I don't work with more than 8 women at a time because I want to be able to still give my personal touch to everybody's lives, add value. If I'm working with a group too big, me, myself, I cannot reach out to everybody. So I definitely want to make sure that everybody gets a little bit of a personal touch with me. And we dive in deep to see, like I was saying before, to see what is happening in our lives right now. now, who is a part of our lives? Who and what are we doing, taking these steps to change for? I do work with people with chronic conditions, and I do work with the healthy folks too. People who need a little bit motivation and inspiration. Those are my biggest go-tos, because I feel like, yes, we're in a world where it seems like everybody's working out. That's what all the commercials imply. That's what all the YouTube channels imply. That's what all the Clubhouse rooms imply. But the reality is, some people, first of all, are not even interested in exercising because they're too much involved in their own lives. They have not carved out time for it. And sooner or later, it's going to catch up to everybody. But so I offer a space where whoever say, hey, you know what, let me give this a try, or I need to find some motivation and inspiration, sign up with me. And that's what I help people with, that finding that inspiration, motivation, baby steps. You know, people say go hard or go home. I don't believe in go hard and go home. I will, because I love to exercise, but that's me. So I'll meet you where you are, and we can take baby steps if that's what you need to get started. We don't have to go hard or go home. We will go soft and still go home. Like, we're still good. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm a brand new vegan. So nutrition has taken a complete turn for me, and I'm understanding nutrition in a completely different way than I never have before. And that's exciting to me. And because that's so exciting to me, a lot of times I have diarrhea of the mouth and I'm just blabbing away, and people really don't want to hear that much about nutrition. So if nothing else, I need an audience, people. So sign on to me, CFIT Coaching, so that I can have my audience. So I can kind of like splat all over you about all this nutrition stuff that I've been learning.
Oh, that's funny. And it's such an easy website to remember. CFIT, is it CFIT.com?
It's CFITCoaching.com.
Okay.
CFITCoaching.
CFITCoaching.com. Okay. Yeah. It's easy to remember. And I know some people have these websites that it's like, it's hard to remember. So it's really good to have a website that's easy to remember, easy to spell. So,
yay. My tagline, I try to make it easy. I want to see your fit. Like, I want to see what fitness means to you, because fitness doesn't look the same for everybody. Some people be like, look, I want to keep these curves, but I want to be fit too. Let's do it naturally. Some people say, I want to get skinny, skinny, skinny. Let's do it healthily. Let's do it. I want to see what fit means to you, and I want to help you get there as healthily and naturally as possible. So that's it. And C initially stood for my name, Carmel, but it can mean anything, right? It means constructive. It means collective. It means classy. It means courage. And all of those things goes into fitness.
Yes. And for those of you who are listening in audio, you know, Carmel is very fit herself, and she's gorgeous, and she looks healthy. And as you can tell, she's very vibrant energy. So, you know, if you're looking for a fitness coach, definitely choose Carmel. She's wonderful to speak with and hear. So I think she'd be a great coach to work with on an ongoing basis. So excellent. So, thanks so much for being here and sharing and pouring into the Happy Being Well audience today. And so everybody check out Carmel's website, cfitcoaching.com, and all her social links is probably there, right? So you click on Instagram and her Facebook page from her website, and check out her book and check out her freebies. So real quick, what's your freebies on your website? Like, what's the freebie? Is it like,
okay, so I have two freebies on my website. One is a 30-day calendar. I call it the CFIT. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's Chronicles. Thank you. CFIT Chronicles, because I wanted to keep the alliteration, you know, CCC. CFIT Chronicles. And all it is, it's just a workbook for 30 days that helps you chronicle your journey for your first 30 days of whatever journey that you're starting, because that's how I really got into my fitness, by literally writing down the things I was doing on a daily basis, my workout, when I was waking up, did I meditate, things like that. And that really helped kickstart. So I have that on my website. And I also have a short story, because I dabble in writing. I have a new book. I have a short story available. And when I started reading about the the challenges that low-income family has when it comes to nutrition and eating right because of their limited supply of produce and other healthy foods in their neighborhoods. It astounded me because I'm thinking everybody has access to produce. No, not true. Low-income families and low-income areas, they very much have a challenge with getting fresh produce to their neighborhoods. And so it makes eating healthier so much more of a challenge for them. And at that point, it's not whether or not they just want McDonald's. It's kind of like that's the only restaurant in the neighborhood. So I have a short story that highlights that. And that's also a freebie on there. So it's just something enlightening because I was so fascinated by that idea because I was not aware of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those freebies sound great. And what's your book about?
The name of my book is Women of Color, International Women of Color Who Boss Up. And so it is comprised of about 16 different authors from international women all over the world, women of color who have defeated the odds, right? And who have come above and beyond what they thought or what they were told that they couldn't do because they are women. And not even just by society standards, but like even their mothers would say, you know, we don't do that because we're women. And yet in their respective fields, they have come above and beyond and just like bossed up and really did what they had to do in order to fulfill whatever journey that they felt inspired to fulfill. And I'm really excited to be a part of that project. And that book is not necessarily about fitness. It's just about me just kind of like stepping into, I told you that I have another business and I work with architects and engineers, something completely different than fitness. And I'm good at it and I like it. And I come into that industry and then I went into the fitness industry. So I'm enjoying both, right? So it's kind of like in one aspect, I'm a woman working in a mostly male dominated industry. And then another aspect, I'm like, I want to do fitness for all the girls 40 and above. Yay. And it's just, I like how the two have come together. I like how each one of them have formed me into the woman that I am now. And believe it or not, being a part of this book has forced me to boss up at another level. So I'm excited about that project. I'm excited about the book and I'm excited to share with you and your listeners. Thanks.
I know, and it shows. You can hear it in your voice. It's amazing. I love that. I love hearing the passion and excitement. It's so awesome. You know, congrats to meet Carmel for that, you know, and living passion and sharing it with the world. It's definitely contagious.
Thank you for inviting me on here. When you contacted me and I saw the name of your podcast, I'm like, this is fantastic. Happy Being Well. It's just everything is right about that title, Happy Being Well. It's so powerful. It's so powerful once you dissect what that title is actually saying. So I would not have passed up this opportunity to sit here with you. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and thank you for being on the show and sharing and pouring into the audience. Like really, I'm sure everybody's going to be like walking on their treadmills after this podcast. To get fueled with some creative ideas on their project.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Carmel. And everybody, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please share it with your friends and family. And once again, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for activewear leggings, crystals, sage, natural soaps, natural candles, natural face masks, and much more organic self-care products for your everyday needs. All right, guys, until next time, sending plenty of love, light, and many blessings.